Journey.
Bienvenidos.
Welcome to Nerd Online Radio, the show that brings you the past and present of the Community Project. Cover versions of New Order and Joy Division songs, along with original music and artists' interviews, here on nerdonline.com. So stay tuned.
Hello and welcome to Community 2 Special Edition Podcast Volume 56. Tonight we have Kronk from Brazil, who did Every Little Counts, but we're going to start with Flight from the United Kingdom. They submitted Truth, and we're going to hear the original version by New Order. This is from the Pills Sessions, Truth.
Thank you.
Okay, that was New Order and Truth. Now it's time to listen to one of Flight's own tracks. I totally recommend to go to flight.co.uk and buy a record because their songs are very good. This is one of my favorites, Strange Little Girl by Flight. That was Flight and Strange Little Girl. Here are they to talk about what New Order means to them, their approach on their cover version of Truth, and the equipment they used to record it.
Hi, this is Bill from Flight. What do New Order and Joy Division mean to me? Well, they were more the aesthetic side of the punk movement as opposed to the straight political viewpoint exposed by bands like The Clash and The Pistols, and the pure camp theatre of it as exposed by The Damned. I always thought they were years ahead of the time, and when you see the bands around now who try to be like them, bands like Interpol, then I'm afraid it just doesn't come close. I've always preferred people that move and change and don't play safe, and to me they never did in either form, either as Joy Division or as New Order. To me they'll always be one of the bands that created everything that's come after 1980.
Hi, this is Dave. What do Joy Division and New Order mean to me? Well, they're actually the reason I joined the band in the first place. I saw the Sex Pistols on TV and I thought, I want to do that. And then when I saw Joy Division on the TV, I thought, well, yeah, I think I could do that.
Hi, this is Bill again. Why we did Truth? Well, to me, Truth is quite a dark, creepy set of words stuck to what, to be perfectly honest, I think on the album's a pretty bland tune. And we kind of thought we could do something a bit darker and more in keeping with the idea of the lyric of the song.
We recorded Truth on a digital audio workstation, which is running Cubase. It's very much a DIY recording, although we do have access to a full pro studio. We wanted to keep a GarageBand mentality. We absolutely love the idea of lots of people, many of which are amateurs, actually coming together from all around the world and putting together an album. These people have never met, in some cases will never meet, and yet there's actually our product that you can hold in your hand. The whole organic side of it is wonderful.
Yeah, you see, it's all about this thing of keeping it real and as true as possible.
Yeah, definitely.
It's very, very great when you get these bands sort of, you know, all these big bands recording big tribute albums to big artists. But it's not really true. I mean, most of these bands are doing it purely to sell their own songs. There's none of this, you know, we really like this band, so we'll do it.
The drums on are electronic. We also used a few different soft synths for backing noises, and live keyboards were played with both Yamaha SY77 and Roland SH101. The bass on it is a Warlock, and the guitars are Les Pauls and Ibanez Gems. Both the vocals and the acoustic snare were recorded using an AKG C3000B, which is the microphone I'm actually talking into now.
Most of the pre-production and the actual engineering work was done by Paul, who's really the brains behind the operation when it comes to all that stuff.
Finally, we'd like to say good luck to everybody involved.
Yeah, the very best of luck to all of you. We hope it goes well, and hopefully for you, your song will be chosen.
And we'll hope to see you at the New Order Online Community 2 release party.
And you take care of each other and yourselves. Hi, this is Bill, David and Paul from the Liverpool band Flight, and you're listening to Community 2 on NewOrderOnline.com.
Okay, that was Flight and Truth. Be sure you go to community.neworldonline.com. Listen to the song again. Leave a comment on the profile. And if you like it enough, vote for it to be one of the 10 winners of the Community 2 project. You have until May the 19th at night or May the 20th at 000 from the Pacific time in the United States to vote. And you can choose up to 20 songs. Moving forward with the show, we're going to Brazil to find Kronk. They submitted Every Little Count, and we're going to hear a live version from New Order. This is Glastonbury, 1987. Okay, that was Every Little Counts by New Order. We don't have an interview with Kronk, but we do have an own track. This is Couple Fight by Kronk.
Stop.
That was Krunk and Couple Fight. Krunk is Wendell V with special guest. He's from Sao Paulo, Brazil, and he tells us he remembers when Brotherhood was launched and a lot of people criticized them for the lyrics of Every Little Counts, which was bullshit because it's a great song with a beautiful melody and they have finally got rid of the dark gothic aura. Find more information about Krunk on the Community 2 profile and visit their official website. In the meantime, here it is, Every Little Counts by Krunk.
Thank you.
That was Every Little Counts by Kronk. Be sure you go to community.newodaronline.com, listen to the song again, leave a comment on their profile. And if you like it enough, vote for it to be on the final track listing of the Community 2 album. You have until May the 19th at night or May the 20th at 000 Pacific Standard Time in the United States to vote, and you can choose up to 20 songs. We keep receiving remixes, videos and sleeve designs, and they are very good, so we are sure any of the winner of that competition will be a great add to the Community 2 album. Well, that was all for tonight's show. This was Almanzo, over and out. Cheers!
Hello everyone, Nicola here. I just wanted to add a little to Alejo's podcast because I felt there was something missing, and no offense to Alejo, but I wanted to add that the Flight website is indeed www.flight.org.uk and not .co, and also that they were the winners of the Community One competition and the band that got the most votes. So I want you to listen to their cover of Dreams Never End that won the most voted song on Community 1, and then we'll listen to the second submission they did for Community 2, which is Your Silent Face, and they did a pre-poll and people picked Truth out of Your Silent Face, and it might have been a good decision because, as you heard earlier, we had a very tough Your Silent Face round, so it would have been three former Community winners fighting each other for this spot, so we were kind of glad that they picked Truth to represent them on the final run. So here you go, Flight with Dreams Never End, followed by Your Silent Face. Thank you.
this concludes tonight's community special on Northern Line Radio. See you all next time.